Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. India rejects Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on the minorities, cites Islamabad's own abysmal record. US offered Ukraine 15-year security guarantee as part of peace plan, says President Volodymyr Zelensky. Taiwan condemns China's joint military drills around the island nation, calls it violation of international norms. And in women's cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in 5th and final T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala tomorrow. The Ministry of External Affairs today rejected Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities in India. Responding to media queries regarding the remarks of spokesperson of Pakistani military or foreign affairs, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan's abysmal record on this front speaks for itself. Mr. Jaiswal said, Pakistan's horrific and systematic victimization of minorities of various faiths is a well-established fact and no amount of finger-pointing will obfuscate it. The United States has offered Ukraine security guarantees lasting 15 years under a proposed peace plan to end the war with Russia. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said after meeting with US President Donald Trump in Florida. Zelensky said the guarantees would need approval from the US Congress and other parliaments, adding that Ukraine wants longer-term assurances up to 50 years and would engage Russia only if Trump and European leaders agree on formalized terms. He also said a ceasefire of at least 60 days would be necessary and noted that discussions were underway on stabilizing a free economic zone in the Donbas region. Trump said significant progress had been made towards ending the conflict and that the peace talks would conclude within weeks.
We had a terrific meeting. We discussed a lot of things. As you know, I had an excellent phone call with President Putin that lasted for over 2 hours. We discussed a lot of points, and I do think we're getting a lot closer, maybe very close. The president and I just spoke to the European leaders.
In Ukraine, Russian shelling overnight killed one person and injured five others in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. The attacks targeted several settlements. Ukrainian authorities said Russian forces carried out 7 shelling attacks, hitting multiple districts. Officials evacuated 108 civilians from frontline areas, including 18 children, amid continued fighting. The attacks came as U.S. President Donald Trump held talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida. The two leaders met at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate and discussed a proposed 20-point peace framework, security guarantees, and possible territorial compromises amid at ending the war. Taiwan condemned China's joint military drills around the island today, disregarding international norms and using military intimidation to threaten neighboring countries. The People's Liberation Army, PLA, conducting a joint military exercise, code-named Justice Mission 2025, with the Naval, Air Force, Coast Guard and Rocket Forces today morning. Taiwan's Defense Ministry in a social media post said that rapid response exercises were underway with forces on high alert to defend the island. The Taiwanese President's Office spokesperson said the operation was undermining the stability and security of the Taiwan Strait and Indo-Pacific region and openly challenging international law and order. Beijing sends warplanes and navy vessels towards the island on a near-daily basis, and in recent years it has stepped up the scope and scale of these exercises. In October, the Taiwanese government said it would accelerate the building of a Taiwan Shield or Taiwan Dome air defense system in the face of the military threat from China. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. One person died while 3 remained missing after a migrant boat sank off the Greek island of Samos today. The accident happened when the boat crashed into rocks. According to the Coast Guard, 26 migrants managed to reach the shore in the Petalitz area and informed the authorities about the incident. The injured people were taken to a local hospital for treatment, while an injured baby in serious condition was airlifted to Athens. The Coast Guard started a search and rescue operation with Coast Guard vessels, a helicopter, a private boat and ground teams. Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Khalifa Medical City has become the first hospital globally to administer ITVISMA, one-time gene therapy for spinal muscular atrophy, marking a milestone in precision medicine. A report.
The treatment was delivered yesterday under the supervision of the Department of Health, Abu Dhabi, following the UAE's regulatory approval on November 25th, making the country the second in the world after the United States to authorize the therapy. Developed by Novartis, ITVISMA targets the genetic root of spinal muscular atrophy by replacing the defective SMN1 gene, enabling the production of the survival motor neuron protein. Unlike existing options, it is a single-dose therapy approved for patients aged 2 years and above, including adults, widening access beyond infant-only treatments. Spinal muscular atrophy is a rare and progressive neuromuscular disorder that leads to muscle weakness and can cause life-threatening complications. Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for World News.
In Bangladesh, BNP acting chairman Tariq Rahman submitted the nomination paper today for the Dhaka 17 constituency on the final day for filing nominations for the 13th national parliamentary election. However, in another event, armed attackers broke up an anti-extortion protest by traders in Dhaka's Karwa Bazaar, heightening tensions in Dhaka. About 150 to 200 traders formed a human chain in front of the Karma Bazaar kitchen market to protest alleged extortion when the attack occurred, triggering a brief chase and counter chase. In Mexico, at least 13 people were killed and 98 injured after a passenger train on Interoceanic Corridor at Isthmus of the Tehuantepec derailed on the Salina cruise Cruz Zaragoza's route, the Mexican Navy said. The train was carrying about 250 passengers. Of the injured, 36 remained hospitalized, while others suffered minor injuries. 139 passengers are out of danger. The Navy deployed 360 personnel, ambulances, air support vehicles, and a drone for rescue operations. And the investigation is going on. In North Korea, the country's leader Kim Jong-un witnessed a test launch of long-range strategic cruise missiles in the Yellow Sea. The missiles successfully hit the targets, demonstrating the absolute reliability and combat readiness of the North Korea strategic counterattack capabilities. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala tomorrow. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian local time. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India rejects Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on the minorities, cites Islamabad's own abysmal record. U.S. offered Ukraine 15 years security guarantee as part of peace plan, says President Volodymyr Zelensky. Taiwan condemns China's joint military drills around the island nation, calls it violation of international norms. And in women's cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in fifth and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.